Next step 227, 10, 11, 12.
Hi, this is Susie from In His Shoes Ministries, welcoming you to the next step with Father Vasquez. We thank you for downloading or picking up a CD copy of this audio broadcast. Here, Father Vasquez provides a very distinctive and consistent voice for Armenian Orthodoxy. No, you don't have to check your brain in at the door to follow Armadoxy. It is the means for providing people an intelligent and practical answer to life's difficulties, based on the solid principles of love, faith, and hope as expressed by our Lord Jesus Christ. We produce these shows every week for a vast audience, which includes those who are searching for practical and deeper applications of faith, the disenfranchised members of the church community, and of course the neophyte, those who are discovering truths in ancient Orthodoxy. These broadcasts are available every week free of charge, either as a podcast on epostle.net, Apple iTunes Store, and now on Blueberry. Our commitment at epostle.net is to provide a medium for apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe. So we invite you to turn up the volume and get ready to take the next step.
Thank you, Susie. And welcome, everybody. Hey, this is Father Voskin, priest of the Armenian Church, welcoming you to The Next Step, a podcast about life and love, about spirituality, about looking at life through the lens of ancient Armenian Orthodoxy, polished up for today. We call that polished look Armadoxy, and we're inviting you to take a look with us right now. This podcast is being brought to you by the good folks at epostle.net. That's Apostle with an E, Apostolic Evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe. Hey, if you're ready, let's take the next step. So good to have you with us today. It is a wet and wild one. Yes, wet and wild over here in Southern California. We haven't had rain in a long time. You know the kind of heat we've seen the last couple months. I mean, I don't remember a summer like that. And well, we prayed for a little bit of relief and we got a big one today. There is like water coming down. There is hail. There is thunder. There is lightning. It is exciting. So let me tell you this. If you listened to Compass a couple days ago, our last Compass episode, we recorded in a studio where they were actually drilling and putting in air conditioning units. And you're saying, wait, aren't you in the same city? Like, I mean, a couple days ago you needed air conditioning and now you are wet and it is cold. Yeah, hail outside. This is Southern California. This is what we're all about over here. And hey, you know what? This is what the next step is all about too. Whatever the weather may be, whatever the situation may be, hey, we adapt. And I'm just so glad that you're with us today. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about, well, guess what? Ani Bubbles. Ani is getting married this weekend. Oh, so exciting. Yep, our little Ani's getting married, and we're going to take advantage of that and talk about holy matrimony, about marriage, about giving away the bride. We're going to talk about all kinds of fun stuff today. So just stick around. That's coming up in a few minutes. Before we go there, let me tell you that a lot of exciting things are happening here at Epostle. And whether we're in the East Studio or in the West Studio, there's always something exciting. If you didn't get a chance to listen to Compass, I want to make a plug for it. I'm just so happy with that programming because it's almost like an evolution. It's an evolutionary process. You know, you start building on thoughts, on concepts. And it's really wild. The ride is as wild as getting to the destination. I think I shared that with you last week in the next step. You know, we talk about the In His Shoes mission and the ministry and everything. Getting to the point of In His Shoes was just as exciting as talking about the philosophy, as the idea of walking in the shoes of others. And those of you who have been listening for a long time know what I'm talking about. It is an exciting process. So do check out Compass. I believe, what was it? Number 31. Yes, that was the last one that was out. Just came out last week, and I thought it was fantastic. On top of that, we have a new project that just was inaugurated last week as well, and that is called Sunsash. Now, this is a daily inspiration that holds your... Well, it holds your day together. You know, it's like the sun. It's kind of like warm and enlightening at the same time, like a sash. It pulls everything together. Sun sash, easy to remember. Okay, very easy to get to. You can drop us a line at epostle.net, at info at any one of our numbers, and info at in his shoes. You can call up our line. You can just drop us an email, or you can just go right to the spot. It's called, Sun Sash. blogspot.com. Put in your email, and once a day you get it. You can follow us on Facebook as well. See, there's too many things. I'm getting confused with FeedBurner, Facebook. Yeah, I know. It's just signs of age creeping up on you. Okay. Anyway, you can follow us on Facebook as well. That's called Sun Sash. Okay. And that's the newest project. Just exciting stuff. I'm trying to put a little rhythm to it by picking out unique. You know, it's not going to be your usual fare. I'm trying to pick out some unique things. Actually, last Wednesday, we actually had a Don Draper quote. Yeah. A Don Draper quote. Can you imagine that? Tomorrow is the 12th. Yeah, today is 10, 11, 12. Tomorrow is the 12th. And because we are purists here at Epostle, tomorrow we will put a Christopher Columbus quote over there, okay? Or something related to Christopher Columbus. Yes, we're not playing that game. I know, it was weird. Last Monday, like, there was no traffic, there was no mail, you couldn't get, or you couldn't do anything. Everything stopped because of Christopher Columbus celebration. No. Christopher Columbus is celebrated on October 12th. We are purists here. After all, he came and discovered in 1492. All this wonder over here, okay? Anyway, you'll have to check that out. That's Sunsash, and it's .blogspot.com. Now, along that same line, what else is happening here at Epostle? Well, we're getting organized a little bit. I'm very pleased to let you know that we just received a grant, and that grant was from the Wells Fargo Foundation, and I'll give you some more details next week, but I want to thank our dear friend Linda Zadoyan, who facilitated this grant, and we got a grant to really build on the Epostle mission and the dream. And one of the things that we want to do is so many programs that we've put out, we want to start getting these documented. Particularly, we want to start with the 7x77 conference that we had, the conference on forgiveness. And we're going to be putting out some, I want you to just follow us, whether you follow us on Facebook, probably the better place is on our website. We're going to be putting out some information about how you can get involved, actually some jobs, and what's neat about it, because it is all electronically based. If you're looking for some work, we're going to be looking for transcribers, somebody that we could send a file to and have you transcribe it, process it, and stuff like that. So we'll be putting out qualifications on our website. Do follow us in the usual manner, and we'll get that information out to you. But we're so excited about this grant, and we hope that it'll lead to, well, to bigger things coming up. Well, bigger things coming up right now. We've got a great show for you right now. So we're going to kick it off with the song of the day. Now, I have a selection of marriage tunes. Today, we're going to be talking about wedding, whether you like it or not. Ani, our dear Ani, Ani Bubbles, is getting married this Saturday. And we're so excited about that. She's getting married in the traditional Armenian Orthodox fashion. That is, she's having an Armenian church wedding. And I thought what I'd do today, well, I'd share some thoughts about the service. Well, something that you might not hear everywhere. Something that comes to you uniquely from Armodoxy. In other words, strip away all the excesses and you get the pure faith about what it's about. Anyway, I think it's going to be a fun one. So that's coming up and right after the song of the day. Now, in selecting the song of the day, I had many choices. I was thinking about doing some Armenian traditional wedding music. Armenian traditional wedding dances. Okay, beautiful, beautiful songs. Then I thought, who's the centerpiece of this marriage ceremony, of this wedding? It's Ani. So let's pick out something very special. That says Ani. I picked out something. It's from Bambir. It's from the album called Armenian Scotch. something unique, something very different. That is off an album called Armenian Scotch. Can you imagine some Scottish music played with Armenian instruments? Well, I can. That tune was called Two Poets, Two Great Poets. I don't know if you picked up on the words, but of course, Robert Burns from the Scottish Highlands. And of course, Hovhannes Tumanyan from the Armenian Highlands. And is there something in common that we share? I'll leave that up to you. I found it in my life, and I challenge you to find it in your life. Now, we're going to be talking about something very unique, just like this music. We're going to be talking about the Armenian Church marriage ceremony, the sacrament of holy matrimony. And the reason why I'm doing it, I'm taking advantage of a beautiful occasion this weekend. I get to officiate at the wedding ceremony of my third goddaughter, Ani. Yes, Ani Bubbles, one and the same. Ani's getting married this Saturday, and I gotta tell you, one of the most beautiful parts about being a priest, and this is what I call the Padre perks. These are the small little perks, is being able to officiate, being able to offer this sacrament, being able to celebrate this sacrament on people that you care about, that you love so much. We've been very fortunate in the last 3 years. We've had the chance to officiate at three. Between my wife and I, we have three goddaughters, and this will be the third one. We've been 3 years, three goddaughters. We've celebrated the sacrament of holy matrimony with each of them, and asking for God's blessings, uniting them, united in Christ with young men, and to be able to say a new family has started. And so this Saturday, with the wedding of Ani, I thought it'd be appropriate to talk about marriage, holy matrimony. What does it mean? So many times we go to services, and it just kind of like goes over our head. We see them doing something, and we see them walking down, but do we really understand what's going on? Why is it a sacrament? And I'm going to use this opportunity because, first of all, Ani is just is part and parcel of this ministry, right? She's got a little fan club, too. Is that fair to say? I mean, people do write. Throughout the week, people do write emails. They send in their comments. And, you know, the most popular person on our show is Ani. And she goes by Ani Bubbles. She's known as Ani Bubbles. Where was I? There was some place we were at, and Ani was next to me, and somebody goes, "Oh, is that... you mean that's Ani?" And I go, "Yeah, you mean like the bubbles?" I go, "Yeah, yeah." Well, you know, when Ani came into our life, it was, we were all young and just some beautiful times back then. And when she came into our lives, she really was a bubble. What is that? It's just brightness. It's just something that shines, something that gives you hope. And you know, when I first heard that she was going to go into nursing, you know, deep down, I knew that it was a calling being fulfilled, because it is her calling. She brightens up people's lives. She gives people hope. She gives them that joy, as she does here on The Next Step. Her Ani Bubbles are now listened to by everyone. And it's not just the story. It's the tone in which she said. And that tone reflects her beautiful personality, her charming personality. So with that, I want to dedicate this next portion to not only Ani, but to everyone who has contemplated marriage, who has gotten married and perhaps never even understood what it was all about, or has been married for many years. Let me tell you what the Armenian Church marriage ceremony is all about. So begins the adventures of getting married. holy matrimony in the Armenian Church, one of the sacraments, one of the seven sacraments in the Armenian Church. It is a sacrament is defined as something that is, well, the God's invisible graces are bestowed upon the couple. And something tangible happens. Well, those two people that were two entities become one. And actually, the Armenian Church ceremony is really summarized in the phrase, unity in Christ. In Christ, these two individuals become one. Now, many times people will come up to me and they say, like, what is it required? What's required of us to be married in the Armenian Church? And of course, faith in Christ is number one, right? I mean, it's obvious. You don't believe in Christ, then it doesn't make sense to be united in Christ. This is why people look at you really weird when you say, well, I'm sorry, you can't get married in the church if you're married someone who's of a different faith, a Jewish person. You can't marry a Mormon. You can't get married in the Armenian church if you're married somebody, an Islam person, a Muslim. And they look at you, well, why? Are you being separatist? Are you being elitist? No, it's just common sense. If you don't believe in Christ, then unity in Christ, which is the name of the sacrament, doesn't make sense. I mean, it's just a common logic. It's a no-brainer, right? So it's not to say that, hey, you're a bad guy, you're not worthy of the church. No, it's just to say that, you know, out of definition, this is unity in Christ. You have to believe in Christ. So this is where we begin. We begin with a faith in Christ. Now, what is that marriage ceremony? What is that sacrament that those two people are invited to attend? Now, remember, in the Armenian Church, the sacraments are defined by symbols because a sacrament in itself is a mystery. In Armenian, the word for sacrament is chorurt. Chorurt means mystery. It is a mystery. You cannot understand, much like God, the Trinity, is a mystery. In fact, most of Eastern Orthodoxy falls on this word mystery. Why? Because it's a very realistic approach to the God model, to the God idea. Like, if you can define God, he's no longer God. God has to be bigger than life. So it's a mystery to us. What is God? You can think of the different characteristics. You can say that God is love. You can say that God is eternal. God is omniscient, omnipresent. You can say a lot of things about God. You can maybe even understand some of the God idea. But overall, God is a mystery. And so we refer to the sacraments, how God's invisible graces are going to be put upon that person, as a mystery. We don't understand how those two individuals will become one, united in Christ. And so the church has ordained different symbols to be used. Now I want to talk about three specific symbols that are unique in the Armenian church. Unique because they tie in together. You may see them in other churches, but they tie in together. The first one is the ring. Now, this is very familiar, as you know, in marriage custom, you get a ring and you exchange ring. The ring is made up of a precious metal, precious stones, to symbolize the preciousness of the love between those two individuals. It is circular. It is much like the love. It has no beginning. It has no end. Love itself has no beginning, no end. Now, how do you plug into that? Okay, because on this day of your marriage, of this day of your wedding, you are plugging into a longer tradition of love that has no beginning, that has no end, and now you're coming into it as husband and wife. And the love that you have for one another is a new kind of love. It's not that childish love. It is a mature love. It is a love that, well, implies responsibility. It has no beginning. It has no end. You can't cut it off. You are now responsible for this union, for a union that is made up of two individuals that implies also the family, the kingdom that we're going to talk about in just a moment. But think about that. Love having no beginning, no end. And you can't tear yourself apart from that love, the circularity of that love. Now, the second portion, second symbols that I want to talk about are very, very unique to the Armenian church, and that is the crowning. If you've been to an Armenian church ceremony, you'll notice this, this one little part that you don't see anywhere else. And this is where the couple are standing before the holy altar, and they are united in thought because their foreheads are put together. They're united with their hands. In other words, their bodies come together. And the symbol that is used at this moment is a crown. Upon their heads is placed a crown. One for the man, one for the woman. And officially, they are crowned as king and queen. In fact, there is a whole list of patriarchs and matriarchs that the priest remembers in his prayer, and in so doing, invites the couple to be a continuation. Remember what I was saying about the ring having no beginning, no end? Okay, now the couple slip themselves into this tradition, into a continuation of a long line of people. And specifically, he remembers in his prayer, the priest remembers in his prayer, Abraham and Sarah, of Isaac and Rebekah, Jacob and Rachel, Joachim and Anna, of Zechariah and Elizabeth. And then he blesses the couple as a new kingdom. Now, I also add to this King Durtad in Ashken, because out of our Armenian tradition, the first Christian couple after receiving Christianity, King Durtad and Queen Ashken. And in fact, there is a song, a hymn that is sung in the wedding ceremony, Durtad Mez Takavori of Ashken Takuhi. So we are asking for their intercession on behalf of this new couple. So think about it. It is a kingdom. They are being crowned as king and queen. And as king and queens, what does that mean? They have the rights and the responsibilities. All the rights of everyone who came before them. In other words, they are king and queen. No more mommy and daddy being king and queen. They are king and queen, but they also have responsibility, as any good king and queen does, right? Responsibility to their offspring, responsibility to their family. And so, as I'm said, it can't end right there. You can't just cut it off. No, you have a responsibility to those children, to the family, to the family order that you're putting in place. You see how beautiful it is? Now, from region to region, the crowning does change, the symbols that are used. Sometimes I've seen some very, very tacky ornamental crowns that are put on people. Sometimes I've seen these really brass crowns. But the true crown in the Armenian church is a braid. And it is a braid made up of three different colors. One red, one white, and one green. And at the edge of it is a small little cross. Because you are crowned with this very unique braid in the Armenian church. Think about it for a moment. The king and queen receives a coronation, receives the crowning with these symbols. Well, what do those colors symbolize? First one is red, sacrifice, blood, sacrifice. As husband and wife, you are now in bounden duty to love, honor, cherish, to succor one another until death, to give of yourself. Not a 50%, 50-50 relationship, but a full 100%. This is one of the biggest problems in relationships. When you keep track, you say, well, I gave a little and he didn't give it back to me. She didn't give back to me when I gave this. No, no, no. It's 100%, meaning there is no accounting for it, right? And it goes right in line with what St. Paul said about love. Love is not envious. It is not boastful. It does not take pleasure in getting its way. No accounting. Do you see how the Armenian church brings these symbols together to bring meaning to the couple's vows, to bring meaning to that marriage ceremony? So the couple now have this braid on them, red, to symbolize that they are to sacrifice, give everything to one another, 100%, because you love, your love is there. The second braid, it's white, purity, a symbol of purity, to be honest, to share your inner desires, to share your dreams, to share what you may not share with other people, but to share those dreams with your mate. And the final one is green, the color of life. There is a purpose for your marriage. It's not just so you can hoochie-coo together, you could be together, you could share some time together. No. The purpose of marriage is to bring together a family. And may it be fruitful. May it be fruitful with offspring, says the priest in his prayers. And if it isn't, to look into the other choices of adoption, of raising children. That is the purpose of marriage, of bringing together a family. It's not just for your pleasure, it's for the sake of bringing together a family. And whatever way that may be, whether you have offspring yourself, whether you go and adopt, it is a way of giving stability to the community, to the world. By being a nuclear family, bringing together the good and the bad, being king and queen, having the rights of everyone in before you, and now the responsibilities to share, to love, to honor, not only one another, but the children. And so you see the sacrifice, the purity, and the life braids all intertwine in this life. And it is crowned with the symbol of Christ. On that braid is put a small little cross. And that cross, of course, is the ultimate symbol of giving, of loving, of caring. As Jesus Christ gave himself on the cross, we too give through the sacrament of holy matrimony to one another. It is so beautiful, this part. If you walk away from an Armenian church service with nothing except noticing the king and queen being crowned, that is enough, because you understand in that symbol, you understand how important the church takes the marriage vow, how important the church looks upon this nucleus, this family. Now, the third symbol that is used, of course, is the wine. Together, the couple sip from the wine. Now, wine is one of those misunderstood things because everybody thinks that it is just some kind of like alcoholic's pleasure. In fact, many times, this is a true story. I was at a wedding ceremony with a Catholic priest, and it was a Catholic service, and he saw that I was there, and he said, "Would you like to say a few words?" And I got up to explain, because in their service they had the wine over there, and so I thought I'd maybe center on this, and I said, "Remember, Jesus's first miracle was to change the water into wine." And this Catholic priest, he started blushing, and he goes, "What was funny about it?" I realized that these people, sometimes they just take such an immature view of their life and their faith that they don't even understand it. Wine, there's nothing wrong with wine. It is a product of the grape. It is a product of something God has given us. And wine is used in celebration. And the reason why I said that Jesus' first miracle was changing the water into wine, because that miracle, where did it take place? It took place at the wedding in Cana of Galilee. And so Jesus, as the high priest, he did not despise marriage. And this is recorded in our prayers. He did not despise marriage, but as a high priest, he ordained it with his words. And he brought together the people. And he changed the water into wine, saying that there needs to be a celebration. Think about that in the context of marriage. What is marriage about? I said a few minutes ago, to bring together that family, the rights and the responsibilities of the family. It's a celebration of life. And so the last portion in the Armenian church ceremony, they use this symbol of the wine, and the couple drink. They partake from the same cup. And wine is an interesting thing, because you know, if you drink a little, it tends to make you happy. A little bit lightheaded, right? Kind of you forget your cares. If you drink a little bit too much, it makes you very sad, doesn't it? You know what I'm talking about. drink a little bit in excess, it's very sad. It's ugly, isn't it? Have you ever seen an alcoholic? Have you ever seen what alcohol does to people? It makes people very, very sad. And so together, the couple, the husband and wife, now the king and queen, partake from that same cup, saying that there's going to be days when the wine will be sweet and it will be happy. There will be days when the wine will be bitter and it will be sad. But together we promise, no matter what, we're going to be sharing that same cup together. We're going to be drinking out of that same cup, whatever life may bring, whatever life has in store for us. And sure, the tides may go in different ways. Sure, it may be difficult one way or another. Sure, it's not always going to go my way, but it's not all about me. It's about this family. It's about this kingdom that has been set up. And that's the ultimate sacrifice. That's that cross on top of it. And it's not there for you to say, oh, look, I'm making a sacrifice. I'm marrying you. No, it's understanding that in marriage, it's all about sacrifice. It's all about giving. And it's that giving that defines who you are. It says what you are by giving and not ceasing to give. And so, through the marriage sacrament, God's invisible grace of unity in Christ, two people becoming united in Christ, starts to find meaning. The couple now see themselves empowered by the church. Empowered, yes, empowered by the church to become the king and queen, to become the people that will enact God's kingdom here on earth. To become that kingdom where the children will grow with the richness, not in their pocket, but in their hearts, to understand what love is, to understand what compassion is by looking at the parents and realizing that they are to emulate. They are there as the offspring. They are there as the children, as the subjects of the kingdom. Ah, the subjects. Remember that? Yes, the subjects. What happens to subjects? They grow, and when they grow, they establish their kingdoms. And that's also important. That's one of the responsibilities of a good king and a good queen. They are united in Christ, having Christ in the center, understanding that Christ is that light, and Christ gives them the authority to be king and queen. Christ gives them the authority to practice their kingship and their queenship in that kingdom and in this world. So you got it. That's what wedding is about. It's called holy matrimony. It's a sacrament in the Armenian Church. And so when we celebrate it, that's what we're celebrating. We're celebrating the beginning of a new kingdom where there will be good times. There will be bad times. There will be sweet wine as well as bitter wine. There will be opportunities for growth. There will be miracles when you think you have water and you can change it to wine. And it all comes within the confines of this institution we call marriage. Ah, there's the harp. You didn't think we'd get to her. What would a day about Ani be without Ani's bubbles? We've dug through the past and found an appropriate one for today. Here's Ani with today's bubbles.
Today's spiritual bubble comes from Father Pat. Steps to happiness. Everybody knows you can't be all things to all people. You can't do all things at once. You can't do all things equally well. You can't do all things better than everybody else. Your humanity is showing, just like everybody else's. So, you have to find out who you are and be that. You have to decide what comes first and do that. You have to discover your strengths and use them. You have to learn not to compete with others, because no one else is in the contest of being you. Then, you will have learned to accept your own uniqueness. You will have learned to set priorities and make decisions. You will have learned to live with your limitations. You will have learned to give yourself the respect that is due, and you'll be a most vital mortal. Dare to believe that you are a wonderful, unique person, that you are a once-in-all-history event, that it's more than a right, it's your duty to be who you are, that life is not a problem to solve, but a gift to cherish, and we'll be able to stay one up on what used to get us. This has been today's spiritual bubble. May it float on the wind to heaven.
Zani with today's spiritual bubbles on this, the week of her wedding. And the name of that piece was called Steps to Happiness. And it's a wish from all of us. Ani, we wish you the best. Happiness, health, and just a lot of goodness in your life. You're just such a beautiful person. Thank you for doing these spiritual bubbles. We're looking for you to come back very soon and start your new series of spiritual bubbles as the married Ani, as the queen. But until then, we'll be replaying some of these, and we wish you all the best, always. A happy and beautiful life together with Eric. God bless you.
Before getting back to the next step with Father Vazgen, I'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that this ministry is supported through the heartfelt donations of listeners like you. Thanks for keeping us in your prayers and partnering with this expanding and dynamic outreach. We are now in the fifth year of broadcasting and heard on six continents. The next step is entering homes and communities proclaiming God's message of love, forgiveness, and compassion. Please consider partnering in this dynamic ministry by making a contribution today. By pressing on the donate button on our website, you can set up automatic donations, either weekly, monthly, or annually. Your donation goes a long way in furthering this ministry. Even more, tell your friends and family by sharing the Next Step link or website with them. We're on iTunes, Blueberry, Stitcher Radio, as well as Facebook and Twitter. There's even an app for your smartphone. We look forward to your participation and words of encouragement. Write to us 24/7 at feedback@epostle.net. This is Susie wishing you all of God's blessings in your life. We now return to the next step with Father Vazgen.
Thank you, Susie, for the reminder. And I want to take this opportunity to add on to Susie and really make the point of how important it is for people to get involved. I can't tell you enough how blessed we feel with all of your response. The emails that you send in, the phone calls that you send in, it tells us that something's happening. Right here it is. This is the flashing news. During this podcast, as we were recording today, an email conversation went on back and forth with one of our listeners, Armand, who had heard that a couple weeks ago that, you know, our microphone fell and it broke. And he sends us an email saying, what can I do to help? Can I get you that? Or can I put some money towards it? And, you know, within a few email conversations, he had already ordered it, and it's on our way here. This is the kind of people that we have. Last night, I get a call from Opgar in Australia. Father Vazgen, what's going on? How come the Questions in Faith isn't going on the air? You know, we broadcast that, and last night it wasn't on at 6:30. Well, it was 6:30 when he called me, and we're never on at 6:30. Turns out that in Australia, they just started spring, and there was a time change, 1 hour difference. Okay, so at 7:30, he was on board. I mean, to tell you, you know, these things are just so beautiful to me. It tells me that we're reaching out. We've got listeners out there in Peru, in Argentina. We've got a group of people sitting in Armenia every week who wait for the podcast. They've described it, how they sit in a room and they listen. We've got people out in Europe who actually stop everything that they're doing. In fact, one of our listeners told us the story about how people in his company would stop everything that they're doing just to listen to the podcast. And, you know, this is telling me that we're reaching out in different areas in different ways. And we leave it up to God to how he wants to use us. But certainly that encouragement that comes from all of you is encouragement that gives us the strength to say that, okay, let's put together today's show. Let's do it. You know, there's times where it really gets down. But you know, consistently, for the last 4.5 years, we've been coming to you with these next steps every Thursday. You get it. Rain or shine, you get it. I mean, we've been out of the country. We've put it together because we believe in it. And the encouragement that you give us tells us that you believe in what we're doing. And thereby we become a team. Much like what we were talking about today, that marriage, about plugging into the love cycle, right? You don't know when it begins, you don't know when it ends, but you do know that it is real. There is an opportunity right now for us to reach out. We have children. You know, last night I made this point, and I'm going to be talking about it in the next couple weeks as well. You'll hear it in my sermons as well. But I was just so incensed a couple weeks ago when they had a debate. There's two politicians that are running in our area. And you know, here in the Los Angeles area, large concentration of Armenians. Now, these two politicians, one's name is Berman, one's name is Sherman. These two individuals have been very, very friendly to the Armenian community. Because of redistricting, this year they will have to face an election against one another. And so the Armenians, rather than embracing both of them, put them up against each other. Like, we want to hear what they have to say about the Armenian community. Okay, fair enough. You know, it's politics. Okay, you know, everyone's entitled to the caucuses. Everyone's entitled to their opinions. Okay, let's hear what they're going to have to say. I just thought, wouldn't it have been nicer if we said, thank you for everything you've done for the Armenian community. Now just know that we're with you guys. But anyway, we had to put them out in this little rink to see who's going to beat the other one in thought, in what they had to do. And would you believe the majority of the conversation was about the Armenian genocide, an event that took place 100 years ago? Hey, this is not to get the Turks off the hook. They did it. I don't know what more evidence we need. I don't know why you need a Sherman or a Berman to approve of it. It escapes me. But when you're looking at real issues within the Armenian community, I mean, you're facing right now an exodus out of Armenia. You're facing a military buildup in Iran. You're facing right here in the States things that you can do. Look what's going on within the Armenian community. There is not a priest. There is not a priest right now in my acquaintances in the Los Angeles areas who's completely sick and tired of burying children because of drugs, because of gang-related issues. This is a genocide that's happening right now in 2012. We're getting sick and tired of the drug use among our children. Just down the street, right in Glendale, there is an abortion clinic. Every Saturday morning, children line up for abortions. Teenage girls, half of them are Armenians. Well, guess what? Those little babies in their tummies are Armenians. You talk about an Armenian genocide. I'm only making that differentiation because they talked about Armenian genocide. You want to talk about a genocide, it's happening right now. Between the drugs, between the abuse to our bodies, with what's going on out there among our children. And yet we continue to bring up these old, ancient stories looking for solutions when the solutions are already in our hands. Do you need anybody to prove to you that a genocide took place? What's wrong with you people? It took place. Deir Zor, right now, they're bombing in Syria. Those deserts are filled with the bones of Armenians. Do you need more proof? And this is what we're doing here at Armadoxy, here at Epostle, within issues. We're saying Armenians have something to offer the world besides an old story of genocide. Because we went through genocide, we now know the pain of others. So we are reaching out to other places. And that's why you'll hear in our broadcasts, in our ministry, we talk about Darfur. We talk about the Congo. We talk about what's happening in the inner cities. We're doing a domestic violence walk next week. If you're in the LA area, please join us October 25th in Issues. We're going to be walking in the shoes of the victims of domestic violence. We're going to be walking 6 miles. Come and join us. And guess what? It is Armenian people standing up and saying enough. Our team in his shoes walked 40 miles against breast cancer. Guess what? It's Armenian people walking and saying, we've had enough. We're not going to talk about the past unless we can influence the future. And our children, our communities deserve better than just an old, old story. We need to take that story and process it into what we believe in today. If you're new to The Next Step, hey, go to inhisshoes.org. There's a video on there called Leveraging Love. Check that out, okay? It explains the whole thing before you think I'm all a wacko out here talking. It does make sense. It all fits in, okay? It's called Leveraging Love. It's on inhisshoes.org. It's right at the top of the page. Or else go to our YouTube channel, YouTube/inhisshoes, and check it out. Listen, this brings us to the end of today's show. It's been a fun one, especially for me as a proud uncle, as a proud godfather. My goddaughter is getting married this Saturday, and I ask for your prayers to join me in prayers for Ani and Eric, that their life may be filled with love and happiness always. And it is a prayer that I extend to all of you out there as well. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a partner in this ministry. Hey, I want to just throw this out. We want to go to the Blog World Expo. We want to be a presence over there. That's going to be January 7th in Las Vegas. Mark it on your calendars. In the next few weeks, I'll give you some more details. If you happen to be in the States and you can make it out there, it would be great. We're just contemplating the idea about getting together and putting together something like this, an apostle first meeting, because there's so many people throughout the world that are really that are buzzing into this. So we want to continue the buzz, okay? And if you want to hear the buzz, it's at epostle.net. That's apostle with an E. Apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe. Hey, if you want to get in touch with us, we're at feedback@epostle.net. You can call us also in the United States. The area code is 626-275-AMEN or AMEN, depending how you want to say it. For the wonderful crew who put today's show together, for Susie, our producer, for Vahe, our webman, for Ani with her bubbles, all the best to you, and Eric, a beautiful life together, and a big shout-out to my sister, Anush. Congratulations, Anush. This is Father Voskin, inviting you to join us again next week when we will take the next step.
Trust you've enjoyed this broadcast. This episode of The Next Step, as well as all previous episodes, are available for downloading at epostle.net or at Apple's iTunes Store. To write to us with comments or questions, please direct your message to feedback@epostle.net. Your kind prayers and donations ensure the continuity of these quality broadcasts. For the production crew and all the members of the In His Shoes Ministries, this is Susie, looking forward to taking the next step with you again next week. And now here's the fine print.
The information and comments presented within this podcast and our website do not necessarily represent the views of the Armenian Church hierarchy, but are presented as a challenge to define the dynamics of Armenian Orthodoxy in all aspects of life. Listening to these shows is habit-forming. Addictive behavior associated with the next step is rarely, if ever, remedied. Rather, the next step is known to relieve and cure common cases of narrow-mindedness, prejudice, numbskulledness, and glaucoma in patients over the age of 20. Results may vary depending on credit rating. Findings are based on double-blind studies conducted in Istanbul and Jerusalem. Side effects include mind expansion, clarity of focus, higher rates of heart palpitations, sensitivity to the pain of others, and occasional nausea. The management and production crew of epostle.net take full responsibility for changes you will experience. Not valid with any other offer.
One more thing just to sleep on. They say James is the fastest. Well, he ain't. I am. No brag, just fact.